Good morning, everyone. My name is Chris McLaughlin, and I'm the area co-chair of the New Jersey area. Thank you for joining us this morning for May's Spiritual Outreach Call. We're grateful to have Reverend Philip Michael Tangora, a deputy chaplain from our New Jersey area, who will be speaking to us about why the Blessed Mother chose St. Bernadette in Lourdes, a very timely topic as we just returned home yesterday evening from this year's Lourdes pilgrimage. Father Tangora is a pastor of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, Roman Catholic Church in Branchville, New Jersey, and a defender of the bond for the Tribunal of Paterson. Father Tangora is the canonical consultant on the Sunrise Morning Show and can be heard internationally every Wednesday on EWTN and Sacred Heart Radio. He was a co-founder and president of Hands of Mary for Haiti, whose aim is to support a parish in Haiti recovering from the 2010 earthquake. He is the author of Holiness and Living the Sacramental Life, a part of the Living Faith series published by Emmaus Road, and another publication called This is Our Faith, a confirmation program, which has been approved for confirmation programs by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and can also be used for OCIA and other faith formation programs. There's more you can read on his parish website. Father Tangora has a licentiate in dogmatic theology from the Angelicum in Rome and a licentiate in canon law from Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., where he is also currently working on a doctorate in canon law. I had the privilege of helping to sponsor Father Tangora as a deputy chaplain in late 22, and he was named a deputy chaplain officially in 2023. He also traveled to Lourdes on his first pilgrimage with the association in 2024 to Lourdes. On a personal note, I've known Father Phil for, I would say, over 10 years at this point, and he has been a dear family friend to us and a resource and friend to many others in the New Jersey area, our Knights and Dames. Since his appointment as a deputy chaplain, Father Phil and two other New Jersey Malta chaplains each take turns celebrating weekly mass in our Morris County Correctional Facility, and they also hear confessions in support of our New Jersey prison ministry. With that, I'd like to turn it over to you. Good morning, Father Tangora.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to all of our wonderful Knights and Dames and the Malads and their caregivers from this year's Lord's Pilgrimage. I'm glad to hear that it was a great success. And I also know that on this day where nothing else is happening in the Catholic Church in any significant way, that we should also be praying for the election of whoever our next pope will be. So let's keep that in mind during this conclave. So this morning, I'm here to talk to everyone about why did the Blessed Virgin Mary choose Saint Bernadette specifically. So before we talk specifically about why she chose Saint Bernadette, I just want to say that we have to understand the context of France. So why in France at that time? We are faced with the resurgence of neoclassicalism, which brought with it a certain godless rationalism and a very strong anti-clerical, anti-Catholic sentiment that was shared in the secular governance of France. And amidst that, you know, the church was really under persecution. And so the first reason why St. Bernadette was chosen, Lourdes was chosen, for this wonderful apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary is because of the persecution of the faith and the waning of the faith during this time in France. And whenever we see that, we tend to experience some sort of apparition of the Blessed Mother. You could look just west of France to Portugal with the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, or you could look east to Medjugorje and the communist rule over Yugoslavia at that time. So it is very common when the faith is being persecuted that the Blessed Virgin Mary would bring succor. So that's a context to have in mind. There are four specific reasons why I think Mary chose Saint Bernadette, or Sister Marie Bernard, as she was known in religious life. First of all, her poverty. It is very common that the people that are chosen by the Blessed Virgin Mary to receive the august gift of her appearing to them are people of either poor or rather modest means. And this is significant because it shows how, just like in Mary's Magnificat, God will exalt the humble, raise up the small in order to cast down the mighty from their thrones. And so in her poverty, we see that kind of simplicity, that sense of her being able to shame the wise, to cast down the mighty from their thrones, just the way that Mary was chosen in her Magnificat. So it makes sense that Mary would pick someone that was like her to be that messenger. Also, we see her innocence, her purity. Saint Bernadette was very innocent. She was simple. She was pure of heart. And to be entrusted with a message from God, brought by the hands of Mary, she is only going to be able to give such a message to someone who is innocent and pure of heart. Otherwise, the message would be corrupted by their own impurity, by their own jadedness. And so we see that her poverty, her innocence, these are all elements that God seeks in order to choose those who are going to be bestowed with a great message and ministry. Obviously, the third thing is her humility. Only the humble will be, and again, that goes to Mary's Magnificat, exaltavit humiles, he will exalt the humble. That humility is necessary because of her poverty. It could have been used to the advantage of her family and of herself, to exalt herself and to exalt her family in wealth, in status, if the message was not given to someone who was proven in humility. Only the humble can receive the message of God and then not make it about themselves, but keep it truly what it's meant to be, about God. And lastly, her future ill health, once she was Sister Marie Bernard with her tuberculosis, but she was always a sickly child. And when you think about what great miracles of healing, true medical miracles of healing that lords have manifested. We just had a new miracle approved last month or 6 weeks ago, something to that effect. But also, obviously, the spiritual healing and the psychological, emotional healing that Lourdes has brought to so many people. This would have to be worked by someone who themselves was known to infirmity, known to needing that kind of health and yet denied that kind of healing, even though it was through her hands that Mary, Our Lady of Lourdes, has worked so many wonderful healings for the benefit of the faith, the benefit of the church. And we have to see that as coming through someone who themselves was chosen because of their own ill health. And I think that these four reasons, St. Bernadette's poverty, her innocence and purity, her humility, and her ill health, made her the perfect handmaiden chosen by Mary to be the cause of such healing and such grace in the life of the faith in France, and now also the whole world, and in a special way in the Order of Malta. And just as a chaplain, I would say that each and every single one of us should strive to live that simplicity, that innocence and purity of heart, that humility, and that closeness, even if we are ourselves not ill, but that closeness through the weakness that we all share spiritually and otherwise, to seek that healing hand of Mary, the healing hand through Saints Bernadette of Subaru, that we as knights and dames and chaplains of the Order of Malta are called to extend to all of our brothers and sisters in Christ and outside of the Christian family as well, such as witnessed so beautifully by our Holy Family Hospital in Bethlehem. So few words on these wonderful day that we begin the conclave. May the church in its own way receive healing from Our Lady of Lourdes and from Saint Bernadette, and may that message continue to resonate in the heart, mind, body, and soul of all of us in the Order of Malta. God bless you all.
Thank you, Father Tangora, for that inspiring and insightful discussion this morning, and for your time and talent in contributing to this program, and for all that you do for our members and for the association. Thanks to all who have joined the call. Thank you, Father. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. And our next spirituality outreach call is scheduled for Wednesday, June 4th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And our speaker will be the Reverend Monsignor Robert Dempsey, who is also just back from Lourdes, about the apparition of the Blessed Mother to Adele in Champion, Wisconsin. Please plan to join us at that time. I thank you all and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Saint Bernadette, pray for us.